Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Hey, it's going to be special. They're going to talk about this forever, baby. They're going to talk about this forever. It's going to be special. They're going to talk about it forever, baby.
It'll be great.
We keep rolling. It's going to be special.
It'll be great.
Have you seen it?
Rojo wants the banana.
I don't know.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
Well, my.
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
All right, welcome back to our show.
I'll tell you what, during the break, I did a deep dive into the world of Holly Saunders. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, her body of work is impressive. I mean, it's she's got a little bit of the plastic surgery face now, but boy, it's up and it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And those things are online if you'd like to take a look.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I just can't believe she's with that dude.
You can't?
Not that guy.
Why?
I can believe she's with a douche. Not that dude.
No, see that.
I just want more for her.
I can 100% see that. It makes total sense. Because Vegas Dave,
not
again,
to me, man.
He's just some douchey Vegas gambler guy. You know, he's really flashy. Whether he has a bunch of money or he just likes to show off, it doesn't matter. Holly Saunders can do whatever she wants, can ask for whatever she wants, and Vegas Dave will be at her beck and call. That guy just looks over at her, and she's taller than he is. He's like a little short, dumpy, fat Italian guy. He looks over at Holly Saunders and is like, oh my God, I get to go home with this every night. There is no limit to what she can do or ask from Vegas Dave.
He kind of looks like the situation.
If the situation had like an eating disorder, like
he's kind of fat.
Yeah, he's just kind of dumpy. Like the situation just stopped working out and somehow ended up with a bunch of money.
I guess what it is with the Vegas Dave thing with Holly Saunders is that, you know, she's so buttoned up when she's on these golf. Like she's on golf broadcasts, right? So then you see her with Vegas Dave and she's got the hat on backwards and the whole, you know, the Vegas look. It just doesn't kind of fit her because what we know of her is from golf,
yeah,
which is the lamest, most buttoned up sport there is.
But here's the
thing. Well, not lamest. I love golf, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Vegas Dave will eventually be, you know, he seems like one of those guys that it's everything he owns is leased, right? And there's,
oh, he's a total fraud.
He's a total fraud. And when that comes out, she'll leave him for someone else. But
she's been linked to Cliff Kingsbury. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, for a while.
Now, see, that I get. That I get. Holly Saunders can get whoever she wants.
Probably. But here's
why is she choosing that douche?
Because with Cliff Kingsbury, who can also get whoever he wants, she probably can't. She dominates Vegas Dave. Literally dominates his tiny little butt. Whatever she wants.
And hiya!
There's some, you've never seen that where the hot chick just runs roughshod over the poor bastard.
No, I get that part of it, but she doesn't have to. She's Holly freaking Saunders. She can run roughshod over anyone.
I think you can run a little harder over Vegas Dave. And Vegas Dave will say, thank you, can I have another? But she is. I mean, she's like an 11. That's
very
a,
hot.
That's a different kind of hot.
Very hot. Thank you. Okay. Hey, man, the Kennedys. Can we talk about the Kennedy curse for a second?
Yeah, it's no good.
Police recovered the body of two more Kennedy family members.
Yeah.
So this is out of Chesapeake Bay, in the East Coast, Maryland. And the body of Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean, that's the mom, I believe, she's 40, and her 8-year-old son, Gideon, were found after a, I don't know what, like a kayaking accident or something?
Yeah, they were on a river. I didn't know if it was kayaking or boating, but yeah, they were.
And they were isolating, you know, they were doing the coronavirus thing. They just went out there and
I hadn't seen that they found her. I saw that they had found the kid. But
they found them both now. They're dead.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and they called it off, too. I mean, they...
Yeah, well, they found him after the search.
Yeah, and during the search, they said they had called off the search, and they called it, what are they, it's not a search anymore, it's a recovery.
What is it with the Kennedys, man?
I don't know, man.
Have you gone back and looked? There's a ton. The Kennedy curse is just unbelievable. Like, I'm looking at a list.
Yeah, so you had...
Well, hold on. Let's go chronologically.
Yeah.
Can we go chronologically?
Yeah, it starts in 1944.
I know. There's going to be some that people don't even remember.
Yeah, it doesn't start with John F. Kennedy. There's a couple before that.
1944, Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. dies piloting an aircraft.
Yeah.
His aircraft accidentally exploded.
Blew up.
And he was... So Joe Jr. would have been... who was he? See, it's so hard to keep them all straight.
I know. Yeah, I'm looking here. You trying to see where he is?
So that's John's brother, right? That would have been John's younger brother.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the eldest.
John's older brother, yeah.
Good looking dude, too.
Yeah, so John Kennedy's older brother died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
That's in 1944. 1948, Kathleen Kennedy dies in a plane crash in France.
Yeah, maybe just avoid planes.
She was the daughter of Joseph Kennedy Sr. and Rose Kennedy.
Okay.
1963, Pat Kennedy dies. Infant respiratory distress syndrome. 2 days after his premature birth, August 7th.
Yeah.
And that was the son of JFK and...
Jackie.
November 22, 1963, of course, we all know what happened.
Sure.
JFK assassinated in Dallas.
Yeah.
1968, Robert Kennedy shot.
Sirhan.
Ambassador Hotel. And, of course, Senator.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy. 1984, David Kennedy dies of a drug overdose in a Florida hotel room.
You got a little bit of a pattern going here.
So that's Robert Kennedy's kid. Okay?
Yeah.
1997. So a nice little 13-year gap.
Yeah. That's the longest that we've had.
Michael Kennedy. Skiing accident. Who is he?
He was one of Robert Kennedy's kids again, right?
Yes. Robert Kennedy lost a nut. Well, Robert Kennedy was dead, but...
Yeah, I remember that one.
So Robert... Yeah, so that was a ski accident.
Yep.
Another one of his kids died.
He hit a tree, if I remember.
That's right. 1999, John Jr. dies in a plane crash.
And that was a big deal because John Jr. was a big-time celeb.
Yep.
Like, he was kind of like Camelot Reborn, and his plane went into the ocean, right?
Yeah, that was the one in Martha's Vineyard, right?
Yeah. By the way, when I went back there last year, I saw the Kennedy compound. Very, very nice, in case you were wondering. That thing is ridiculous. And he was flying it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he was. Yeah, I think he was actually piloting it.
Yeah, so that was 1999, John's kid.
Yeah, they said that, I'm reading here, it said it was a pilot error, and he lost track of where he was.
2011, Kara Kennedy dies of a heart attack while exercising in a health club.
Oh, and by the way, that Kennedy, the John Jr. crash, it killed two other Kennedys, too. Because his wife and sister were both on board as well.
I don't remember that.
Huh? Yeah, his wife and sister-in-law were also on board. And
oh,
also
sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Okay. Okay.
So he lost his wife and sister. So, but they would, I mean, they're Kennedys by marriage.
2011, Kara Kennedy, that's Ted's daughter, drops dead on a treadmill.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. How old was she? Was that like unexpected?
51. Ted's daughter.
Yeah, okay. That's early too.
So then everybody was, I remember this because about this time everybody was expecting Ted to die.
Yeah.
Right? Like when's Ted going to go? Like they all die in weird ways.
Yeah.
But Ted just.
Ted died of cancer, right?
Yeah. He's not on this because just, this is mysterious, like.
Or unexpected.
Accidental, yeah. Unexpected deaths, not just death. 2012. Mary Richardson Kennedy commits suicide in the grounds of her home in Westchester, New York.
See, I don't remember that one either.
And that was, she was married to Robert.
Oh, okay. So she at least made it a long time, then she had to be really old then.
She was 52.
That's it?
She was married to Robert Jr.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, whoa.
There's so many of them.
I was like, that doesn't quite work out.
2018, Christopher Kennedy Lawford dies of a heart attack. Vancouver, BC.
He was a younger guy too.
He was only, well, he was 63.
Oh, see, I thought the same thing. I thought I remember him being younger than that. At least in the photos that you see, he looked, but they might be obviously old photos.
So he was on the other side. Patricia Kennedy was his mom. 2019, I don't know who this is. Soiree Rosen Kennedy?
Don't
Hill,
know.
Died of an accidental drug overdose in Massachusetts. I don't know who that is. I don't know which one that is.
I guess it was out there on Cape Cod in the on the Kennedy compound.
And now you have this where Maeve and Son died in a canoe trip.
Yeah.
On a canoe trip.
And then you got other stuff, too. There's other incidents that, you know, like the Chappaquiddick and, you know, they've been.
Well, Ted Kennedy was in a plane crash.
Yeah, they've been involved in a
lived.
Lot of things.
He lived.
Yeah. Yeah, survived a plane crash that was in, what, 1964. Killed one of his aides as well as the pilot, but he was okay.
Do you think that this. Okay, because they're such a high-profile family.
Yeah.
Is this more normal than we think?
Boy, not that I know of. Do you know anyone?
Well,
I mean, I.
But again, like I'm saying, because everybody knows the Kennedys and the JFK thing. I mean, it's. So it's, in other words, it's always publicized. Like nobody even knows who Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and her son were.
No, but I.
But
can,
because it's become a thing because they are in the lineage. And they died suddenly that it gets reported on.
All I know is you can go back. If you go, trace the Sukanik Brown family back to the 1940s, we don't have this. I don't know anyone that has this much tragedy in their family. I'm sure they're out there. But you got to admit, man, I don't care who you are. That's a hell of a list right there.
It's unbelievable.
Well, then
I've never seen anything like it.
No. Now, I guess you could say that, you know, like with the two political assassinations, like most family. One was a president, one was a senator, and not many families have that. And the other ones, maybe because of the money you have, you're in private planes, you're flying them, so maybe you're more prone to that. But again, there's lots of political families, like the Bush family, right? I mean, the Bush family has a great legacy of political, what do you call it? You know, political blood. And I don't know of any Bushes that have died in mysterious fashion. I mean, apparently they're inappropriate and pinching people's asses and a little bit of a coke problem. But I don't see any Bushes just dropping dead randomly.
The Bushes party.
Yeah, well, the Bushes do party. Yeah, I think the Kennedy thing is pretty...
very bizarre.
Is pretty unique.
Nothing. Yeah, it's just... It's
well,
just...
And that's modern royalty. Does the royal family in England? Because this is our royal family. Does the royal family have this sort of thing? I mean, they're more high profile than any family.
That's true, and they report on all their drama, and they don't have anything close to this.
No, I mean, you got Princess Di, but I don't think you have anything close to this.
Fergie's drug problem.
I
kind of like her.
I just assume that all rich people have some sort of drug problem in their family, right?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Well, you imagine being a Kennedy growing up or being a member of the royal family. What the hell else are you going to do when you were a kid growing up under that sort of pressure?
All right. Mike, do you have audio for us? Are you still working on it?
I should have it by the next segment.
Great. You're going to love this.
What do we got?
Well, I got a message on my phone.
Yeah.
And I want to play it for you.
Ooh. Okay.
You're going to worry. I'm telling you.
It's going to scare me a little bit.
Well, it might.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
And then I've got the list of richest pastors in America.
Kenneth Copeland's at the top.
By a billion.
Yep.
Literally a billion. A
lot of money.
We'll get to that next. It is 6:15 on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
What are you doing over there?
I was listening to the Cuomos. I love when Chris Cuomo has Andrew Cuomo on his show.
Yeah, because they love each other, but you can tell that it's a begrudging sort of... It's just brothers, right? Like, imagine if your brother or my brother was in, like, a real position of authority and we were in charge of grilling them issue.
I think Chris is way... I think Andrew thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
He's the New York governor. Yeah. And then I think Chris, who's the CNN anchor.
It's frustrating.
He gets annoyed.
Because I
just forwarded it to Mike. We'll play it for you. It's like 25 seconds.
What I believe happens is I think Andrew tells Chris stuff. in confidence. They just have conversations. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this. And then Chris asks him about it when he interviews him. And Andrew's like, no, I'm not telling. No, it's not happening. And he's like, you just told me that. But he can't say it.
Well, I tweeted it. I DM'd you on Twitter, Mike, if you'd like to grab that. Or you can just find it on. It's funny. But I just think it's funny to listen to them go back and forth and give each other crap. It's great. And I would imagine that Andrew Cuomo is probably a much tougher interview for Chris than he would be for anyone else.
Sure.
Like, he ain't giving Chris anything, no. Like you said. So I have a quick something that scared me. I got this message on my phone today.
Yeah.
And it scared me quite a bit. I'd like you to listen to it, okay?
Okay. Is this like enrolling you in a small penis club, or?
It's about 55 seconds long.
Nigerian prince?
An individual who has tested positive for COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, has identified you as a close contact. It is imperative that you promptly take the following actions to protect your health and the health of others. Please self-isolate immediately in your home. Limit your contact with other members of your household as much as possible. Do not leave your home under any circumstances. If you are showing symptoms such as sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, shortness of breath, please call 811 to report your symptoms. You are especially at risk because you have a tiny wiener. It is so small and therefore you will become much sicker than an individual who had, oh, let's say, even an average-sized or slightly below average-sized weenie because your weenie is so tiny. The CDC is reporting nearly a 100% death rate for people like you who have small wieners. This is especially troublesome for you because your weenie is the smallest weenie in the whole world. You have a tiny wiener.
And that's it. What'd you think?
That was a real message you got.
Yeah, I got that message. How do they know? No, a buddy of mine forwarded that to me. And here's what's funny about it is...
Well, I did say when you asked if it was terrifying, I didn't say
it. How is it that you guys know exactly what I'm doing over here? It's crazy. A buddy of mine who's a cop forwarded that on to me. And I don't know about you, but... You sort of get the gist about 30 seconds into it.
Sure.
And so I turned it off. I was like, oh, crap. Like, and so I texted back. I'm like, "Who? Do you know who it was?" Like, I was all, it got me. Hook, line, and sinker. I didn't get to the ween part.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you okay? You know, like, this is terrible. That's horrible. First of all, that's how they inform you. And second, who was it? Like, what? How are you doing? And he's like, you didn't listen to the whole thing, did you? I'm like, no. He goes, go back and listen to the whole thing. And so I had to play that for you. Well, I thought that was great.
Yeah, well, I knew when you were playing it, I was like, okay,
something's going.
Something's up. But yeah. If you got that message.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can definitely.
He said he did the same thing. Somebody that forwarded it to him. You know, it's one of those viral things.
Sure.
He said somebody forwarded it to him. He was worried sickless. Wait, sickless? Chicklets? He was worried sick for the guy.
There you go. Well, you got to be careful.
Because he knows he did have a small ween.
Well, I mean, that goes unlike me. That goes without saying.
Right, ladies?
Yeah.
Right, ladies?
All the ladies right, in Portland.
Right,
hey!
Right, ladies? Right, ladies? Mike!
No.
God!
No.
Mike's
no.
not allowing it?
No.
God,
a very small
the one time.
One. I have a very small one.
Mike is terrible at what he does.
And I have a very small
and
one.
I hate
and
him.
I have a very small one. And I have a very small one.
I get it. We get it. Right, ladies? Thank you. Ruining bits right and left.
Oh, I'm glad to see that some people can have a sense of humor around these trying times.
By the way, Mike, I can't find that, so maybe you can. Great, thanks.
What?
Cuomo's.
Oh.
I want the Cuomo.
You want the Cuomo? The Cuomo back and forth, if you will. That's still not as good as your buddy that had
CNN.
The text message about
the long porn text.
The long porn text.
That was a good one.
That one was brilliant.
There's a lot of these going around.
Well, if you want to say that there's like one good thing about the coronavirus and there's not, you know, really... Nothing's good about it, but the memes that have come out of it, they've been pretty solid.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah. The internet's good for these sorts of things.
I love internet.
Including that message. But you got to be careful with that because that one may actually freak someone out.
If you don't listen to the whole thing, it will.
Yeah, if you don't listen to the whole thing, and people are very, very gullible, you know. I was waiting for that to be like, send you, what I thought where that was coming.
Yeah, where did you think that was going?
I thought it was going to be send your name, address, social security number.
Oh, like a
gonna,
spam.
I thought it was going to be like a phishing sort of thing
right.
Where it was like, log on to this website and give me all your information or call me back at this number and give me all your information.
You've given them all good ideas now.
Well, think about it, right? Because who's affected by this? The olds, right? That's far and away. And look, we know that the olds sometimes get taken in not the most complicated schemes. I could totally, and I hope I'm not giving anyone any ideas.
Well, that's
but,
what I was just saying. Like, you just did.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it's too late.
But can't you totally see someone sending that message to the olds and having someone totally buy that, you know, and just give away their information on that? I mean, that's sad, but I mean, that's the truth. And when you have stuff like this, you know, yesterday you were talking about the price gouging, right? Like, who the hell is price gouging? Well, people are. At the end of the day, humans are awful.
Businesses like, that you know are price gouging.
Yes, the worst thing on the planet is us, hands down. Like, if you're ever surprised by anything that humans do, shame on you. Shame on you.
Here are the richest pastors in America. This from a Twitter account, @StoneCold2050.
I thought we were going to do Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Kenneth Copeland, who has blown... the virus away, right? He literally blew it.
Well, he demanded it at first, and then he gave a mighty southern wind of which he just blew.
We played that audio yesterday.
Yeah.
He is the richest pastor in America. He is worth $760 million.
Can we play a little bit of Kenneth Copeland in case people are wondering exactly how you get to $750 million? Have that?
Mike's juggling a lot of balls in there.
Oh.
Again.
Well, and we know Mike can't handle that many balls.
Yeah, that much we know.
Yes.
So we'll put it in the queue. Oh, there's one. All right, you ready?
This man.
This is
right
Copeland.
Here. This man.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
The El Shaddai God.
The El Shaddai God.
The God who is Almighty.
The God who is Almighty.
He's more than enough.
He's more than enough.
He is the miracle-working God.
He is the miracle-working God.
God.
I just want you to... Oh, wait. There's more. Pause.
Today. We speak to this atmosphere.
We speak to this atmosphere.
That's a weird line. I know.
From the state of Washington.
From the state of Washington.
To the state of Maine.
To the state of Maine.
From Southern California,
not Northern California,
to Brownsville, Texas.
Wait, is there a state below California?
And the tip of Florida.
And the tip of Florida.
Just the tip.
And wherever else else in the world it's needed.
And wherever else in the world it's needed.
Win!
Win!
Almighty!
Almighty!
Strong!
Strong!
South wind!
South wind!
Heat!
Heat!
What?
Burn this thing!
Burn this thing!
In the name of Jesus!
In the name of
Satan,
Jesus.
You bow your knee!
Satan, yeah. You bow your knee!
You fall on your face!
You fall on your face!
Yeah, you did.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Yes.
I blow!
God, just put that thing
right. The wind of God!
The wind of God!
On you.
On you.
The wind of God.
You are destroyed forever.
God first.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen.
Let it happen.
Cause it to happen.
Cause it to happen.
So that's Kenneth Copeland.
I want everyone out there to realize that that man right there,
by far,
doing that for 40 years has led him to be worth $750 million.
So he's worth $760 million. Pat Robertson is next at $100 million.
You think Copeland laughs at Pat Robertson?
Yes.
Pat Robertson, who might be the most evil man on the planet, that dude's worth $100 million, and Kenneth Copeland is worth what, seven times that?
Benny Hinn, $60 million. Anything? Yeah.
60 mil.
Do you know who that is?
I don't. You don't know who that guy is?
No.
Yeah, you would know him if you saw him. He does the big sweep over. He's got the big... Yeah, you. Once you see him, you'll be like, oh, that guy.
Yep. Yeah. I recognize him.
In fact, I think Benny Hinn, believe it or not, by look, he may be the most, like, visually recognizable of these guys.
Yeah, I definitely recognize him.
He always wears that weird tunic kind of thing. Looks like a Heaven's Gate cult sort of thing.
Joel Osteen is only worth $40 million. Does that surprise you?
No, but I hate that guy so much.
Incredulous Dollar? What? Who the hell is that?
What?
Incredulous Dollar, $27 million.
I want to give to that guy just because of his name.
I don't know who that is. All right, here are the Cuomo brothers coming up next. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive big truck, I'm gonna roll this road, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise, I'm gonna kick a little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle!
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
I'm having some fun on Kenneth Copeland's ministry website. My two things that I love is...
If by fun, you mean donate?
Yeah. If you go to the website, it's all in blue and white, and then there's one big orange button right at the top that's bigger than everything else. And guess what button that is? It just says one
donate.
Word. Give.
Yeah.
Although he lets you know that 80%, 89% of your money... goes to the ministry, and your trust is his utmost, it's its utmost priority of the ministry.
89%?
Yeah.
So, wait.
Something tells me those numbers are a little fudged.
Yeah, why 89%?
He does have a pie chart on here.
Yeah, he's got a pie chart that breaks it down for you.
Interesting, okay.
I also love if you scroll down to the Believers Academy that you can pay to be a part of. Don't forget about that. You can learn such things as how to receive your healing, cultivating the kingdom of God in you, or, more importantly, 10 steps to debt freedom. Anyone care to guess what number one is on the 10 steps to debt freedom?
Give.
Give money to him?
Bingo.
That's right.
Because
you won't go into debt.
When you give to the Lord gives back to you.
So wait, can I read this pie chart?
Yeah.
So he says 89% of the money received goes to ministry. Financial integrity is of the utmost importance, like you said. Okay, here's what it goes to.
Yeah.
According to him. 27% worldwide TV.
Mm-hmm.
Is that believable?
I'm sure I'm sure there's cost that go in because he broadcasts all over the world.
That's the most believable of these. But
sure.
Even that, 30% of all the money. Like, how much money do you think he brings in if he's worth $790 million?
Oh, I'm guessing just that.
S ton.
So I mean, you spend that much on advertising. Come on.
No.
10% local outreach.
See,
generic.
I think what you're going to see here is a lot of vague.
What does that mean?
Of category.
17% ministry materials. 11% general and administrative.
Well, I think the ministry materials, remember, he bought like a $75 million airplane, and it was the second airplane that he bought, but that was for the ministry. So that can technically go under ministry materials because he uses that plane. Because if you remember, Lynch, will you go see if you can find that clip where someone cornered him about purchasing the airplane?
Because I think we have that in the system.
Yeah,
somewhere.
He can't fly on normal airlines because Satan is on airplanes, and he can't have the devil in his head when he's getting ready to preach. So he has to buy like a $70 million airplane. And so that goes into that 17%. If you want to see how, you know, loose some of these categories can be.
So this, okay, and then 12% conventions and meetings. I can see that, I guess. 11% prayer, ministry, and personal outreach. Not to be confused with local outreach.
No.
What does that mean? That's vague.
Well, personal outreach means just like you're trying to grow spiritually. So if he buys a Bentley, which he does drive around in, he has a fleet of Bentleys. I'm guessing that's part of his personal outreach.
12% seed to prisoners, missions, ministries, and the poor. Mm. I love how he has ministries in there. Wait, like
his own ministry.
His own, yeah. Like, oh, the poor and then us.
Yeah.
So 12% go to that, 11% to his ministry, and 1% to the poor.
But remember, 17% of it to materials. Yes. Like this airplane. And watch him explain it away or listen to him. The man's brilliant.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen.
Oh.
I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay? Thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me pray.
Well, let me just ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere, and Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question
oh my
then,
God.
Well, okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. Okay. I love your eyes.
Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
Oh, my God.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Mm. Can you explain what you meant by that? Yes. That by that term, then? Yes. Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean? Do you think that people that fly commercial are demons?
If you give me a chance to talk, sweetheart, I'll explain this to you. Mm. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with people. People, I love people. Jesus loves people, but people get pushed in alcohol. Do you think that's a good place for a preacher to be and prepare to go preach to a lot of people when somebody in there is dragging some woman down an aisle? It made me so mad to see that on television. I wanted to punch a guy out myself. I can't be doing that while I'm getting ready to preach.
So you just don't like to be around the sinful people or the hurtful people. Is that what you're saying?
Not the people, baby. Not the people.
Oh, my God. This is
to
the greatest audio ever.
To those critics that say that a preacher should not be living a life of luxury, what is your response to that?
There you go.
They're wrong.
That's it. The Bible also says that it's more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle, correct?
The rest of the scripture. But he said, all things are possible with God.
Yeah. God. Don't challenge him on the scripture. That's where she went wrong.
Now,
he alone
you
on
remember that.
That
you, it was like you were listening to it for the first
time. Dude, that was unbelievable.
Now, I owe Dr. Copeland an apology because I said it was 70 million. That is not true. Tyler Perry gave him such a deal, it was $54 million. $54 million.
He could not buy
that. That was the deal that was so good. It's 54. How could I not do that, by the way?
It was like Suk's $1,000 bag. How could he not do it?
That wasn't his first plane. It wasn't his second plane. It wasn't his third plane. That would be number four. But at $54 million, you know.
Dude, that's straight out of Righteous Gemstones.
That's part of the that's part of the pie chart right there.
Now, also to be fair.
And so wait, the way he gets around this is it's a church, right? So
it's
a non-profit.
Yes.
Wait, what?
He doesn't own any of it.
Yeah, so they can't touch him.
No, the church owns it all.
Yeah.
So he owns like a $7 million, like look up his home. His home,
His home. Is that what they call it, a home?
It is ridiculous. He has like an Oprah-level home out in Texas, and it's like $7
million.
And
they can't touch him.
They can't because it's not his home. It's owned by the church.
And they have their own.
The next pastor or preacher for this church will get that home then. Right?
Well, it'll be his son or something.
No, he'll just whatever.
I'm just saying that would be in a normal church. It would be okay, the next guy.
Not only is he worth $750 million, he's worth $750 million tax-free.
God.
That's straight cash, homie.
What?
Straight cash.
A slime ball.
Yes.
That guy should be behind bars.
I love that you really kind of caught me off guard here.
Please, Lord,
help me through this.
The one thing she was,
I did not.
She was pretty good in that interview, but I wish she would have just laid out when she caught him off. Dude, he was sweating.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Okay, let me rephrase the question. Don't do that. No. Just stop. See what he says." God.
And if you watch the video, his eyes just—he freaks out. When she calls
totally
him on the,
blindsided him
because he did say that he couldn't fly commercial because of the demons in the tube. In the tubes, a.k.a. the people.
Well, if you'd let me talk, sweetheart, I love your eyes.
All right, so...
I made that plane so cheap, I could not buy it. It's only $54 million. And yet, people give that dude hundreds of millions of dollars.
You must do something. All right, you want to hear the Cuomo brothers real quick?
Yeah, what are the Cuomo brothers?
So Chris Cuomo has COVID. He's at home doing a show.
Is he out of isolation yet?
No, he's at home. And then Andrew Cuomo is the governor of New York. They are brothers. Andrew is older. Here is their exchange tonight.
I've always been a soft guy. I am the love gov. I'm a cool dude in a loose mood. You know that. I just say let it go. Just go with the flow, baby. You know. You can't control anything.
You've never
so
said
don't
any
even
of those
try.
Things.
Water off a duck's back.
It's the first time you've
That's
said
me.
Any
no,
of those.
Yeah, I think I. Really? Yeah. Wow.
I've never said any of
those. Look, I have.
I've known you my whole life.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. Yeah.
And that was it.
I've known you my whole.
Well, that's your opinion.
So good.
I now want my brother to have some sort of authoritarian position so that we can call him and harass
You've
him.
You've never said any of those things. I've known you my
John,
whole
I've
life.
Known you
not
my whole
one
life.
Time.
You're full of crap.
Not one time. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'7", 45.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's John. I want to remind everyone listening to our broadcast that coming up next is Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. How's your night?
The hot corner talking about no baseball. Come on.
Yeah. Well.
What
are you guys going to talk about?
We are going to talk about the
football
plan, the MLB's plan in Arizona, and whether or not we think it's a good or a bad idea.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I think we're just going to kind of see what happens.
That's code for we're gonna wing it.
Yeah. What are we talking a little bit about this?
What the hell are we doing on a daily basis?
Same thing here.
Yeah.
No judging.
Hey, you guys do a great job of keeping the ball in bounds and running the clock.
That's all we can do at this point.
We are innings eaters.
Yes. You know, at this point in the offense, we're not going 4-wide, John. We got the two tight end. There's a fullback involved. We're just running the ball downhill. That's what we're doing.
Stay between the tackles. Yes. Whatever you do, stay between the tackles. I like it. I'm not doing anything tonight, guys. You know what I did today, though? Kind of a rite of spring is I took the outside furniture and I moved it from the garage back outside.
I've been thinking about doing that, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet.
Yeah, you will this weekend for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of a it's like putting it away. There's a fine line, like you don't want to waste nice days, but you don't want to leave it out when it starts getting really bad. So you got to time that right.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I was probably because I had nothing to do, so it sped it along a little bit. But I was trying to time it right. It was like 71 today, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was nice.
Oh, it looks gorgeous out there.
Yeah,
that is definitely a rite of passage. Like it feels good. I don't have that going right now, but I remember at our old place that was such a great feeling to set those chairs out and get that table out and maybe sit out there and get wasted or.
And it's a total grown up thing to do. Like no kids do that. It's not a kid thing. Like they don't care. I don't remember ever caring once about anything my parents left outside or put away or anything. But when you're a grown up, like that's on your mind. Like you start thinking about it a week ago. Like Heather's like, hey, maybe we should bring this. I'm like, it's too early. Maybe we should let's look at the weather, see what Zafino's. Oh, Wednesday looks good. Let's do that. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Very much an adult thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that. Kids, you don't care about anything. All you're looking to do as a kid is get it in.
That might be the best thing you've ever said.
Ever.
Well, and not just that. I mean, you're not even trying to necessarily do that. You're just trying to see some uptime.
Thanks, ladies.
Right?
Yeah, you just anything you can. Yeah, you're one track minded.
Exactly.
Right. Hey, speaking of kids, is Meatball home right now, or is he still out in Kansas?
No, he's at KU.
Oh, are they? What's their virus situation? Is he all online or?
Yeah, they have a lot stay at home thing going, and they're taking online classes. Yes, and he works. Wow. Get this, he works in it because he changed his major. He's doing nursing. How about
what?
That?
Really? Nice play, nurse.
Yeah, and he
good one, nurse.
He said that he's working now in an old folks home.
Hmm.
So interesting. Just wanted to point that out.
Does he like it?
Well, I mean, it's grunt work, but I think he likes the major so far, you know?
All right. Well,
he's following in his mother's footsteps.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be interested to see what he thinks of the nursing home, because my major was health science and emergency medicine, and we had to do units, right? And one of ours was on geriatrics, where we had to go work at a nursing home. And I'm not gonna lie, and it's nothing against the people, that was the saddest and most depressing 2 months of my entire life. It was horrific.
You didn't get to know the olds and
well you do, and that's why I'm saying it's sad and it wasn't like it was a bad facility. It's just to see the end of life and that's what it looks like. I was like, oh,
don't they do it a lot though? Like,
yeah, not, at least
aren't
not
there a lot of STDs.
Maybe they're chewing it and doing it, but the one I saw, it was just like, it was bed sores and no one coming to visit you, and just, I just thought to myself, if this is the end, go ahead and count me out. I'm willing to go ahead and kick off, 5 to 7 early. It was just bad. I can still think of the smell. It's not good. So I'll be interested to see what Meat thinks of working in the old folks' home. And again, I was only there for like 6 weeks, but. I don't know. That just left a lasting impression on me.
I knew a guy in college. Well, I didn't know him very well. He was dating a roommate of my wife's, a girlfriend at the time, and he worked in an old person. He was like did an internship in like an old folks' home. And when his whole thing though was when they would die, he would go steal their clothes because he liked to wear old vintage clothes. So he would go take their clothes, like he'd take their sweater or their coat because their families wouldn't know it was there, and then they didn't. And he would, that's what his gig was. I always thought that was kind of dirty and strange.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool. It's
definitely not cool. But then you have that Alonzo Mourning meme moment of like, well, I guess nobody really knows it's there.
That was his thing. Like when the families would come to get their like the belongings and stuff, they don't know if there was a jacket there or not.
Right.
Like Gramps wasn't wearing.
And even if there
wearing,
was,
Gramps
they would want you to have it.
Well, and that was his theory. That's how he justified it. Is look, it's all going to garage sale or Goodwill or something anyway. So I'm helping myself to this sweet coat. He did it all the time. It was super weird.
I just remember a couple people in particular that never had a visitor, and they would, you would literally go help them out of bed in the morning, and they would go sit in a chair and stare either at a TV or stare out the window, and then you would put them back to bed, and you could just see it in their eyes. It was just, it was like, I can't wait to die. They just didn't, and it was just awful and depressing.
All right, John, on that note, have a great night.
Yeah, good talk, guys. See you tomorrow.
All right. Congrats on your patio furniture. That is a very big moment for adults.
It's springtime.
It is. Weather's turning. All right. Coming up next, it is Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.